You're listening to Comedy Central.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Please welcome Tracy Ullman.
Thank you. How nice.
Welcome to the show.
Very nice to meet you, young Trevor.
So exciting to meet you. Oh, I like how you say, like, there was an old Trevor. like you came back in time. Young Trevor, good to meet you.
He's got a lot of energy,
so
isn't
great.
He? Marvellous. Look at him all.
It's honestly so great for me to meet you because your show was really popular in South Africa. I always saw you...
Really?
Yeah,
which
I always
one?
Saw you performing characters. It was Tracy Ullman something. It's
yeah,
always,
yeah.
It's always your name.
Always put my name in the title.
Yes, I like
always
that. Trevor. No mistaking it. And I always loved how you could perform all of these different characters. You're back with a new season of your show on HBO.
Yeah.
And what
still
I found...
Still doing it. Yeah. I'm still doing it. Hello.
When you look at what politics is now... Do you find it harder to go above and beyond what's happening in reality?
It's really tricky. I never used to do this sort of political stuff. I mean, you remember in the 80s, there was like programs like Spitting Image in England with puppets.
That right.
Had puppets of Reagan and Maggie Thatcher. And they tried that show in America and they couldn't take it because you were making fun of the president. They used to have Ronald Reagan walking along the like, the president's brain is missing and a little brain would bounce and you go, well... Well, but you couldn't do that then. They tried it in America and it was like, oh, no, you can't make fun of the president. Now you're making fun of everybody all the time. You used to be so sweet when I first came to this country.
But you're loving it, though.
Yeah, I love being Theresa. Yeah, but I've got some birds to impersonate now. I've got
right.
Angela Merkel. And Theresa May, who you saw there, and Brigitte Macron, and Nicola Sturgeon, and, you know, there's lots for me to do. And
Angela
I do the men
Merkel.
As well.
Angela Merkel is the one that gets me, because, I mean, like, I get, you know, when I see Theresa May, I go, like, okay, I can see someone doing an impression of that, but, like, what does Angela Merkel even sound like? No, she doesn't, like, when I see her, there's not, like, a tick or anything. How is she?
Well, I don't know. It's like some sort of notice that she just moved her arms from here. Just... Years ago, I think it was George W. came up behind her and gave her a big hug and she went, ugh! And I thought, you know, can you imagine being the only woman in the room with Berlusconi
right.
and Bush and, oh, what a nightmare. Cameron. And so I imagine that I don't know what she's really like, but I think that she thinks she's very sexy. And she's sex bomb, giving off the mask. And so... Berlusconi, when Berlusconi sees me, his hair dye is running down his face. So I imagine them off duty, but I never, you know, I don't impersonate politicians because I'm incredibly political and I'm this sort of like infuriated liberal and
right.
I hate Trump the most and the best. I don't, you know, I'm like the poignancy and sadness in people. What a horrible time to be Prime Minister for Theresa May.
Yes, it is.
It's bad.
It's like the worst time. Like, you've got the Brexit, you've got
yeah.
Trump on the opposite side, you're trying to deal with him, you're trying to deal with what's happening in Europe. Yeah.
The public school boys like Boris Johnson and David Cameron, they've got to mess it all up, and now they've gone to their chateaus in Normandy and left Theresa to clear up this horrid mess. Imagine they're going, bloody boys.
Let me ask you this. How happy are you when, like, so like you're saying, you know, like, America was in this place where you couldn't really make fun of these people. And then you got...
Then I became an American.
You had characters, right. In 2006, I think it was, when you got your citizenship.
Yeah. Are you American
yet? Have, no.
Be careful. Come and get him, kid. Yeah. He's being really horrible. I became an American because I thought Dick Cheney might send me home.
So you became an American to...
I just wanted to feel more secure in being able to be a part of the system and make political jokes.
Right.
And I wanted to vote too, yeah.
And now when you look at the characters that pop up, are you, like for instance, like you were saying, you have all of these women who you now get to impersonate in politics, in like who are really famous worldwide. Like Melania Trump must have been a gift from God.
Yeah.
That's like a pure gift from God.
Don't play her. I got a beautiful model to play her. See, I know my limitations, kid, you know. I'm so sick of being a sex symbol, I thought. You get tired of it. I thought, I'll let someone else do that. And I played the Russian.
Right.
Who is behind her, because I think that the Melania is a Russian thing put in years ago. She's like Westworld robot. But now she's like mere space station and she's old. And she needs to be dropped into the sea. So what I've put her done in my show, she's this bot that we keep having to come into the White House and reprogram her because she's running out of steam and she's going wrong. So that's my take on it because, you know. Even Trevor's confused. My show used to be a lot simpler when you were that little lad in South Africa,
didn't loving, it? I'm loving, like, all of the takes that you have on these people because for you to impersonate them, what I really enjoy is you create a different world that they exist in. You create a character. Like, even in that clip that we saw there, it's a Theresa May who's grappling with standing up to Trump whilst at the same time being afraid of standing up to him, trying to be perceived as a strong political leader.
Yeah.
So essentially, when you're doing these characters, are you trying to find the human in all of them?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Theresa May is not my politics, not my sort of thing, but she's a vicar's daughter. You know, and she just breaks my heart. She looks like a cross between Oscar Wilde and Nosferatu. And did you see her dancing in Africa last week? I mean, oh, bless her heart. Did you see it? Did you see it?
I mean...
Oh, bless her heart. But then somebody told her it looked terrible, so she did it again. Is this what they told me to do? Oh, bless her heart.
Oh, I'm excited for this new season, specifically because I heard that you have decided to make the show more topical. So you started making the show, and then Trump happened, and then you went,
Brexit,
no, we've got to make everything now. We've got to add more Brexit. We've got to add more Trump. So are you going to add things weekly? Are you going to change things up? Like, what is going to be topical that you're really enjoying about
it? Well, we started shooting the show, so we banked some material,
and then we would
shoot extra bits like 2 days before it went out.
Oh, nice.
Because of what had happened in the news, because it changes. The news cycle's like 36 minutes now. It's crazy. So, and that was exciting for me. That's like doing my own little mini sort of Saturday Night Live thing. It's jolly exciting in England, you know. It's jolly exciting for us. Do you like England? You come to England a lot.
Yeah,
you were so funny about the royal wedding.
I like how you went from, do you come to England? I think you're like, wait a minute, I saw you in England.
Listen,
you in England.
I've had a cappuccino, I'm speedy. It's adorable. You were very funny.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I loved what you said that day.
Because that wedding
was ridiculous.
It was a fun wedding, wasn't it? Do you do any of the royal family?
I do Camilla Parker Bowles.
What's her vibe?
You know.
Wow.
No, she's like the most sort of like wonderful, you know. It shouldn't really move her mouth, actually. It's awfully like that. I think she's a wonderful, wonderful grandmother, and she takes the grandchildren and lets them do things like, you know, drown kittens in barrels and shoot guns. Do you know what I mean? I think she's a lot of fun. I think she's, you know.
I could literally do this all day. I could just like shout people at you and then just watch you enjoy it. Before I let you go, I have to know, like, what is your most favorite? There's got to be like the one character that you have always loved doing, the one person you've loved impersonating, the one voice that like you just go to whenever you're feeling sad.
I used to be a woman called Ruby Romaine, who was an old alcoholic bigot who lived in Hollywood. And I'll just say I was drunk and say anything I wanted about anybody. And people liked that. I was so relaxed being, this woman, and I had breath down to here. nipples on the hips. And it was so relaxing, and I could say anything. I like that. She's so American to me. See, you've come to America to do a show like I did. I was from outside.
Right.
And I notice, I can see, I just love what you've done. I love your book.
Well, thank you.
I think you are a force to be reckoned with. You're amazing. I love your energy and your spirit. And you've had a tough time. I had a tough time.
I'm a working class
girl from England. It's not easy.
It is a difficult thing. Look how far we've come. Look at how far we've come.
Unbelievable.
Look at how far we've come. So excited. Thank you so much for being on the show. Season 3 of Tracy Ullman's show will premiere on HBO September 28th. Tracy Ullman, everybody!
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.